Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Revealing the Truth About the Quran. In the light of revealing the truth about Islam. Hello, my dear listeners. Greeting to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What is the Quran? What is the truth about the Quran? How much do we know in the West about the Quran? As we travel throughout the United States for the last 11 years, I have asked this question to so many people, thousands. What is the Quran? What do you know about the Quran? And sadly, there are only few people who have read the Quran and know the answer from my question. But how the media and how Muslims represent the Quran to us here in America? They will tell us the glorious Quran is the word of Allah as revealed to His Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him. Is that true? Is the Quran is a revelation of a God to Muhammad? The also Muslim bragging about the Quran will tell us on reading the Quran, one is at once convinced that it is the word of Allah, for no man can write such perfect guidance on so many subjects. Is that true? If we read the Quran today, we will immediately come to the conclusion that it is the word of God because it is perfect and it have all the answer for whatever question we have in our life today. How do Muslims treat the Quran? As we see it here in the West, they treated their book with a very high respect, as if it is truly a holy word from God. They will not dare to touch the Quran with their hand if they are unclean. They will not dare to write a word or draw a line with a pencil or a pen in the book because it is the word of God. They were treated with a very high respect. And they even were able to convince our government, the government of the United States of America, through some sensitive training, how you should, as American, touch the Quran when you give it to some inmate in some prison. You have to wear white gloves. You have to hold the Quran with both hands, not the left hand, both hands. If you have to use one hand, it must be the right hand. For it is a respectful way to treat the Quran. And it's amazing how much Muslims are writing today in our textbook about this book, the Quran. I remember one time I was in Orlando, Florida, speaking in a church there, and a student came to me in tears. And as I met with him and I spent time with him, I found out what is he learning in the school and what the school require him to do to be able to pass the social study class. They were teaching him. And sadly, I believe this is all over this country, not just in Orlando, Florida. They were teaching this student in a textbook is called The People of the Earth. A social study book teach our children about Islam. So they were teaching our children that the Holy Bible is no longer holy, for it has been corrupted and it has been changed throughout many interpretations, throughout many translations, but the Holy Quran is the perfect word of Allah, never been changed, never been corrupted since it was written 1400 years ago. And the question on the test for our children in the social studies class, the question was given is, what is the difference between the Bible and the Quran? And for your children and mine, for your grandchildren and mine, to pass the test and to answer this question right, they must write by their own hand that the Holy Bible is no longer holy, but the Quran is holy. It is the perfect word of Allah, never been changed, never been corrupted since it was written 1400 years ago. And the teacher will say, good boy, Johnny, good girl, Nancy, you have given me the right answer and you pass the test. Can we write the opposite of this teaching in any textbook in America to teach it to our children? Can we say the opposite, that the Bible is the holy word of God and the Quran is not? You'll be surprised what the reaction of the Muslim not only here in America, but all over the world. Remember a few months ago when Dr. Terry Jones decided to burn the Quran in the English language and the whole world went in chaos. How dares this man to insult Islam? How dare this man is to insult the Quran? How dare he is to burn the Quran? And he burning what? A copy in English. It is not even a true Quran in the Muslim belief. For Muslims do not believe in any translation of the Quran to be a Quran, to be the Word of God. It must be in the Arabic language to hold the awe, the respect, the honor. For English translation of the Quran in the Muslim belief is not the Word of God. But even though the world went in chaos, even our politician spoke against Dr. Terry Jones. How dare he for doing such a thing to insulting the holiest book, the Muslim holy book, the Quran. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, if we know the truth about the Quran, if we know the truth about the history of the Quran, we will be shocked to find out the first man who ever burned the Quran was not Dr. Terry Jones, was not some infidel Christian or Jew, but was the Khalifa, the third Khalifa of Islam, as we will see, as we will learn in this program. And when this Khalifa burned the Quran, no Muslim got upset. And by the way, he did not burn a copy of the Quran, but the original manuscript of the Quran. As we will study together, as we discover the truth about the Quran, we will find the total story, the entire story of how Muslim Khalifa in the early days of Islam burned the original copies of the Quran. How big is the Quran? The Quran have 6,226 verse. The Quran have 99,464 word. The Quran include 114 chapter. That's obviously if the Muslims are Sunnis, because the Shiites believe in 116 chapters. They do believe in extra two chapters, which is called Al-Wilaya and Al-Nurain. These are two books Sunni do not believe in. The number of letters of the Quran, 330,000 letters, 113. If you compare the Quran to the Bible, the Quran roughly around 9% the size of the Bible. What is in the Quran? My dear brothers and sisters, I believe the Quran is a dumb counterfeit to the Bible. That's exactly what you heard me. Because I have studied the Quran, because I understand the Quran, because I know what is written in the pages, in the sentence, in every word of such a book, it is not a perfect book. It is a foolish counterfeit to the stories of the Bible, repeated and repeated and repeated over again. If we remove all the repeated stories in the Quran out, which means if the story of Moses is repeated in the Quran over 20 times, if we use it one time, so is the stories of Abraham. We pick up one time the story of Abraham, and one time the story of Lot, and one time the story of Adam, and one time the story of Noah, and one time the story of Ad, and one time, and you see, the stories throughout the Quran is repeated over and over again. If we use these stories one time and remove all other repeated story, the Quran will not be but less than 3% the size of the Bible. Although the Quran is a small book, which you can read only in 24 hours, sadly, hardly any American read the Quran. For every 1,000 men and women whom I meet, I ask the question, have you read the Quran? For every 1,000, perhaps one or two people would say, yes, we have read the book of the Quran. And sadly, most of the people who have the interest to read the Quran, they did not finish reading it. They just read the first couple chapters, three chapters, and they say, what a joke book. We do not have time to waste to read this book. And that is a very sad, because I believe we Christian in the West, all Western in general, must read the Quran. To understand Islam, you must read the Quran. To know Muhammad, you must read the Quran. As we read the Quran, we will discover how empty is the religion of Islam. The truth about the Quran cannot be revealed without reading the Quran. Yes, Muslims believe it is a holy book simply because they have not yet read the Bible. If the Muslim has a chance to read the Bible and compare it to the reading of the Quran, they will come to the conclusion that the Bible is the Word of God and the Quran is a counterfeit to the stories and to the facts which we have in the Bible. Muslims believe burning the Quran is a great insult to Islam. Burning the Quran is a great insult to Allah, the God of Islam, and to the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. But I deeply believe in my heart that reading the Quran is even greater insult. For as we read the Quran, we will discover that it is not a revelation. It is not a revealed word from any God.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus, and many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now I would like to remind you, my dear listeners, to when Muhammad claimed to be a prophet. Muhammad was born 570 AD at the age of 40, that is 610 after Christ. Muhammad claimed to be a prophet. Muhammad was born in Saudi Arabia in a city is called Mecca. And Muhammad invented the stories of the Quran, the poetry of the Quran in 23 years. The first 13 years when Muhammad was living in Mecca, he lived among Christian and among Jew and among many, many idol worshippers. And Muhammad did not speak against their gods, did not speak against their way of worship. As a matter of fact, he himself used to worship the black stone, and he kissed the black stone, another idol which exists inside the Kaaba. There were roughly 360 gods were there. Muhammad lived in Mecca 13 years after he claimed to be a prophet. That is between the age of 40 and the age of 53. During these years, Muhammad made up the poetry of the Quran. And these are what we call the Mecki chapters of the Quran. Most likely, it is a soft verses. Does not teach killing or jihad. But then Muhammad moved to Medina. And this last 9 years of his life, after he escaped Mecca to Medina, he continued to make up his Quran. And there, Muhammad made up the Medini chapters, the Medini verses. And that's where the hate began to show in the Quran. For Muhammad became a militant man. And as a militant man, he commanded his followers to kill who? The Christian and the Jew. This obviously came with the invention of the doctrine of abrogation, which we will be covering in another broadcast. At the age of 62, Muhammad returned to Mecca victorious as he invaded his home city, and there he killed all the Jew and all the Christian. Then Muhammad died at the age of 63. Well, some people will say, well, the writing of the Quran, the beautiful writing of the poetry of the Quran is a great evidence. It is a great proof that Muhammad is a prophet, especially when Muslims claim that Muhammad was a illiterate prophet. Really? Was Muhammad a man without any education? Was Muhammad a man who cannot read and write? Is this a fact? Just think with me for a minute. Muhammad worked for the richest women in Mecca. He was a businessman who conduct business traveling with the great amount of goods. How can you run a business for all these years without any knowledge of writing or reading, which is very needed to run such a business? There are enough evidence in the hadith that Muhammad was able to read and Muhammad was able to write. What about the word ummi, which exists in the Quran? The word ummi in the Arabic language could mean two things. It could mean a person who is not a Jew, a Gentile, and it could also mean a person who cannot read and write. Was Muhammad a Jew? Obviously not. He was a Gentile. Therefore, he is Ummi. And we can read about that in chapter 7 in the Quran and verse 157. As I translated, those who follow the messenger, the Gentile prophet, whom they will find described for them in the Torah and the Gospel. So you see, my dear friends, the words Ummi as Gentile can be a perfect translation to such a verse. For there is not any evidence that Muhammad was not able to read and write. Do people must have a high education to be able to make a poetry? Or if a person write a beautiful poetry, is that mean automatically he or she is a great prophet? Shakespeare wrote a beautiful poetry. But even though it is the best poetry of his days and even until today, not one English man or woman believes Shakespeare to be a great prophet. How about Voltaire? Voltaire is one of the greatest who wrote the poetry in the French language. But till today, there is not one French person who believes that Voltaire is a great prophet. So having a great poetry does not make a person a prophet. On the other hand, writing a poetry does not prove that the person have a high education. We can even see this today as well as it was in Muhammad days. So you see, my dear listeners, in Muhammad days times, there were so many people who wrote the most beautiful poetry. And Arab used to brag about them. And they used to choose the best of this poetry and they hang them inside the Kaaba. But most of these people did not have any education, as well as even today. When you see so many people who make beautiful poetry and they did not have any education, it is a gift. Making poetry is a gift. So having the poetry in the Quran does not make Muhammad a prophet, does not prove that Muhammad have received a special revelation from heaven. The message in the poetry is what we must examine to know if the poetry are true prophecy or not. How many sentences in the Quran include a prophecy for a future event? Repeating the stories of the Bible in another book does not make the new book a book of prophecy, does not make the person who rewriting the story a prophet. But as a matter of fact, that's what we call plagiarism. And the punishment of such a thing today is imprisonment. When we read the Quran, what we will find in it? It is the stories of the Bible. Muhammad copies the stories of the Bible to the Quran, not even in correct form. Every one of these stories are not correct. Every one of these stories have so many information, missing or added information does not fit with the story of the Bible. If Muhammad is alive today, and if Moses is alive today, and if whoever the writer of the Bible is alive today, and they all stood up before a judge in some court, the judge will be judging Muhammad to be a thief who stole all the stories and put it in his book in a very corrupt form. And I guarantee you, if there is a just judge today, he will put Muhammad in prison for such crime. But sadly for Muslims who never read the Bible, they have no idea that the original story of the Quran is the Bible. And Muhammad copied such a story from the Bible. And the other sad story is the Christian or the Western who have not read the Quran, they have no idea what's in the book. For if the Western who are familiar with the Bible read the stories of the Quran, they will discover the truth that Muhammad was a man who copied the story of the Bible and he rewrite it in a poetry form in the Quran, in a corrupt form. Another important fact, Muhammad did not make the poetry of the Quran by himself, but he received the help of Waraka ibn Nawfal, the cousin of his wife Khadija, who used to be a priest. After Waraka ibn Nufal died, Muhammad tried to commit suicide, for the revelation stopped for a long 6 months. But then Buhayra the monk helped Muhammad to finish the stories of his Quran. Can we understand the Quran by just simply reading the Quran? Can we understand the stories which Muhammad took from the Bible and he rewrite in a poetry form in the Quran without reading the Bible? The answer is absolutely not. Why? Because the story in the Quran is missing so much information. Even Muslim scholars like Ibn Kathir, Tabari, Qurtubi, Jalalain, when they interpret the stories of the Bible which Muhammad put in the Quran, they always go back to the Bible and pick up all the missing information. And we will be covering this in another broadcast. Muslim in the West claim the Holy Quran mentioned that no corruption shall touch it from any side. The Holy Quran has remained unchanged, altered an iota during all these 1400 years. It shall remain so until the final day, the day of judgment. For Allah has taken it on himself to protect it. Muslim scholars in America say, the Quran was recorded in writing as well as in the memory of many people in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, and was compiled in a book form according to his direction, meaning Muhammad's direction, by his companion shortly after his death. Is this true? Is this claim is a fact or just fabrication? Was the Quran always a one book, a perfect book, never been changed, never been corrupted? That is exactly what we will be covering in the next broadcast, revealing the truth about the Quran. And until we meet again, may God bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.